Hi, this is Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. I want to thank you for taking some time to say love with me as we get into the Word of God. Today I want to share something with you, something that is very near and dear to my heart and my family's heart. It's a name that is found in the Bible. But not just any name. It's one of the many names that state how wonderful and how magnificent is our God. You see, the Bible is full of names that describe the God of the Bible. John, 1 John 2:1 refers to him as the Advocate. Revelation 1:8, the Almighty. Revelation 1:8 again, Alpha. Revelation 3:14, the Amen. The angel of the Lord, that's Genesis 16:7, the anointed one, the apostle, the author and perfecter of our faith, the beginning, the bishop of our souls, the branch, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the carpenter, the chief shepherd, the Christ, the comforter, the cornerstone, the day star, the deliverer, the desire of nation, Emmanuel, God with us. That's Matthew 1:23. And the names go on and on and on. All of them describing something that is indescribable. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But for personally, for me, one of the most fantastic names is found in Genesis chapter 22, reading from verse 1. You're going to come to an account in the Bible where Abraham was asked by God to do something unthinkable. God asked him to sacrifice the son of his promise, the son of his loins, Isaac, on a mountain. And when you read the account, you're going to see something. You're going to see that Abraham wasted no time in answering the request. He was not only willing, but the Bible says the very next day, he loaded up some animals. Isaac went with him, with the wood, with the fire, two of his servants, and they walked for about 3 days in order to give a sacrifice. But something in Abraham's heart and something in his mind, he understood something about God. He knew his name already. He knew his name to be Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. It's that simple truth that I want to spend some time with you today. You know, your needs are great and your needs are real. Whether it's a lack of finances, whether it's a lack of hope, whether it's healing in your body, the needs are great. And maybe to someone else, it's not a big deal. But when you're lacking, when you're deficient in an area, it's significant. Isn't it wonderful to know that regardless of whatever your need is, God is able and willing to fulfill it? In many of the different names found in the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. It's something that you need to understand, that God is able to meet your needs. In this account, it speaks about the strange command that God gave to Abraham. Understand this. Abraham was introduced to God at a young age. At the age of 75, God told him that I'm going to bless you and multiply you. I'm going to give you a seed. Abraham, look up into the heavens. And if you are able to count the stars, then you will be able to count the seed that's going to come from you. Abraham waited. 25 years later, his seed came. And now God is asking him, one of the key points to remember is the beginning. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, which whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell of thee. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood and burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. I find that to be key, that Abraham, because he had a relationship with God already, when God spoke, he obeyed. And so often, we dilly-dally. We try to pontificate what the word is saying. We try to psychoanalyze. Does the Bible really mean this today? I mean, it's 2015. Does it really mean the same thing it did some 2,000+ years ago? I mean, he was speaking at a different time to a different culture. Abraham heard God speak, and he obeyed. Because he understood something about the God of the Bible, that he means what he says. I want to encourage you today to know God for yourself, to hear his word. And although the Bible may say something to you that seems to be, well, to be honest, counterculture. I mean, you will be left out in the cold. You won't be invited to those socials. People are going to think that your social media postings are a bit off because it's not the norm. Do what God says, and you will never be put to shame. So Abraham went and he obeyed because he knew something about our God. Here's a key point that I want you to remember. Remember that God has done things for his people already. And those truths are evident in his word. You can break down the Bible as this. The acronym would be Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. If you want to know God as Jehovah Jireh, then just read what he has done for his people already. Read how he has provided. Whether he had only 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he provided. Whether it was 1,000,000+ people in a desert after they came from becoming a slave, and he fed them with meat, manna in the morning. Whether it's God healing someone who had a need or raising someone from the dead, he will provide whatever the need is. There was never a need that God said, well, I can't do that. That's beyond my power. That's beyond my wisdom. See, Abraham knew it. That's why he was willing to say, God, if this is what you're asking me to do, then yes, I will sacrifice. See, Abraham's faith was that even before he had been blessed to raise up to the point where he was, he understood that God was a giving God. He understood that the Lord will provide. He recognized God of being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He understood that the one that he was obeying, there was nothing he could not do. He knew that he was righteous. It is my prayer that you would know God as God, and that you would never doubt him. Another key point to remember is that God provided an ark for Noah and his family. God provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice instead of his son. God provided a wife for his son Isaac. God provided for Jacob with 12 sons. God provided for the Hebrews during the time of famine, when they were in Egypt. God provided for them. He provided a land for milk and honey for the Israelites. He provided a big fish for Jonah so he can preach the word in Nineveh. God provided for Daniel when he was in the lion's den. The Bible says he shut the mouths of those lions. God provided for his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But although they were thrown into the fiery furnace, the Bible says they didn't smell like smoke. The fire didn't touch their clothing. They came out better than they were. God provides. Please place that in your heart. Whatever your need is today, understand that God can and will provide. The second key point to know that God is Jehovah Jireh is this. Listen, remember all that God has done for those that are around you. Just look around and just see how God has provided. Look at the healings and look at the happiness and look at the relationship. Look at the families. Just look how God has provided clothing and shelter and food. One of the things that I really enjoy doing is watching the wildlife in my neighborhood. Whether it be birds, rabbits, whether it be squirrels. I just really enjoying them eat. It's weird, huh? I know. But I just say, man, God provided that bread. God provided that nut. God provided that grass. God provided that for that animal. God knew in his wisdom on this day that berry was going to be eaten by that creature. He provides. Sometimes God places it on our hearts to take, you know, our breadcrumbs and throw it to the ducks. He knew we were going to do that. I'm not sure the ducks knew, but God did. He provides. I love that. That lifts my faith up when I see God providing for the wild animals. I don't doubt him. The third and final point that's going to help you to know, to recognize that he is Jehovah Jireh is remember all that God has done for you. I'm going to share this, a quick testimony of what the Lord has done for me and my family. Well, this is actually before I met my wife. In fact, to be honest, I wasn't even a Christian. I was in my last year of college, just before I made the leap over to a university. And back then, I didn't qualify for OSAP, so I had to pay a crazy amount of money in order to, you know, to get my courses. I didn't have it. You know, I worked hard, but it wasn't enough. You know, life happens, expenses come in. And so what happened was this. I remember I'm sharing it with a friend of mine. And out of nowhere, remember, this is my peer. They didn't have such a vastly different upbringing than myself. They gave me the $1,100 that I needed to register in my courses. And I knew right then that God provided for me. I was so humbled. I wasn't prideful because I knew I was good to pay back. It wasn't a question about that, but I was like, wow, thank you. It was one of those snapshots that really made me understand that there is someone greater out there, someone who watches over us, and he provided. And I was grateful to that. Remember what God has done for you already. Remember the need that you had. Remember the time where you just needed some food or some bus fare or mortgage to be paid. There was something that was so great, and the only way that need could have been met if God could answer and open up that door. Abraham understood that, so he never doubted when God said to do it. I'm going to leave you with these words that I found that really helped to bring some balance in my life. It's by Richard Halvorson. He says, "In his providence, God knows how much joy and sorrow, how much pleasure and pain, how much prosperity and poverty is proper for his child. He knows the correct balance of sunshine and storms, the precise mixture of darkness and light it takes to perfect a son." Whatever you're going through today, it's not by accident that you are listening to these words. Know that whatever need you have, God is able and willing to provide for you. But understand that the provision may not come in the way that you anticipated, but know that he will provide. Just trust him and lean not on your own understanding. Hey, God bless you, and bye for now.